Chapter 22, I Frequented Cafe Coast. If I didn't write a chapter about Cafe Coast, it wouldn't be right, as I spent so much time there, and in fact hung out there just about every day. I think most people living in Paris have a favorite cafe, or a cafe that they go to regularly, and mine was Cafe Coast in Les Halles. I mean, Paris is almost synonymous with the word cafe, and very likely has the best cafes in the world. That's my guess, anyway. Did they invent them? Who knows, but if they didn't, they sure reinvented them. For some reason, Cafe Coast in Les Halles was the cafe for me. It was near to where I lived, and I loved it there. I mean, you have to watch Paris go by from somewhere, and this is where I did. Just about every single day, I'd skate on over to Cafe Coast from my left bank 6th arrondissement flat, which saw me crossing the River Seine via Pont Saint-Michel, with Notre Dame just to the right, and I'd cruise on into Les Halles and Cafe Coast for my morning espresso or 10. I'd sit down at one of the dozens of tables that were located outside and tell the waiter in French, "Un espresso, s'il vous plaît," and I'd sit there drinking one espresso after another and watching that great Paris show in front of me. I spent countless hours at Cafe Coast in Les Halles, and I was just mesmerized by that daily show with its fashion, its people, its atmosphere, and those waiters who worked so quickly and efficiently serving all of those tables, espressos, and croissants. I was living in Paris, France, for Christ's sakes, and had indeed become a part of it. I actually got to know Monsieur Coste, by the way. He may not remember this, but there was an Iranian girl who worked in a boutique right next door, and she was as pretty and sexy as they come, and in fact, I was rather in love with her, and I sort of think he was, too. She had told me that her family had moved to Paris soon after the Shah of Iran was toppled and Khomeini took over. Her parents were of the educated upper class in Iran, but when Khomeini took over, I guess they pretty much got out while the getting was good. I found it ironic in doing some research for this chapter that Khomeini was actually living in Paris when he returned to Iran back in 1979 to take over. I guess his mama didn't raise no fool. Anyway, Monsieur Coste and I both liked that beautiful Iranian girl, I guess you could say. I mean, I never asked him, so maybe I'm wrong about that. I guess you'd have to ask him, but it appeared that way. Cafe Coste was a special place in those days, as it was a work of art in and of itself. If you went inside, it was like a painting or a sculpture. It was pure art, plain and simple, and I spent many, many hours there sitting and soaking it all in. There is no way to describe Paris because Paris is an atmosphere, a feeling, pure art, if you will. I know when I sat there, or anywhere else in Paris, I felt good. I felt like I was in the right place. I felt like I had it going on. Hey, I'm living in Paris where everyone carries a baguette, where people greet you with ça va, and you answer them, oui, ça va bien, merci et vous? Un espresso, s'il vous plaît? I had never had an espresso until I lived in Paris back in 1985, but I sure made up for lost time. I'd be drinking espressos one after another, then jump on my skates and fly like the wind from one arrondissement to the next. I never went to the loo, but I didn't miss much. I really didn't know how to look at art that was sitting on a wall in a museum, and pretty much still don't. But I knew how to view Paris, which was in and of itself a great big work of art, but no walls and certainly not contrived. It just became a part of me. For just a little while, I was French, and Cafe Coste was the place where I spent more of my time than anywhere. I didn't have a 9-to-5 and had a lot of free time, as models often do, and Cafe Coste became my home away from home, as I was pretty much a fixture there. Merci, Cafe Coste. Merci, Monsieur Coste. Vous êtes très gentil. What I find so fascinating about writing this thing is finding out the facts all these years later about things that I had experienced way back then. I could see that this place was a one-of-a-kind design-wise and atmosphere-wise, but that's as far as my thinking went. Now I do some research because I'm writing this chapter, and I'm like, no wonder I was in awe. And I was there when it was practically brand new. Go figure. Here's some information I found on the internet regarding the design of that remarkable cafe that I went to almost every single day during my stay in Paris back in 1985. February 27, 1985, Paris. By Tish Jett, Chicago Tribune. The Cafe Coste in the heart of Les Halles is the new in-spot to meet and be seen for breakfast, tea, drinks, and late-night snacks. Designed by Philip Stark, the globe-trotting enfant terrible of the brutal concrete decorative school, exemplified by his Bandouche nightclub, has produced a slickly chic Art Deco backdrop of pale green and pink with a huge modern clock, the focal point at the top of a wide staircase smack in the center of a large space. Stark, droll, savvy, and minimally shaven, has furnished the cafe with chairs he designed. The waiters are dressed in what Stark has taken to be his all-around perfect uniform, jeans, t-shirt, short black cotton jacket. He was also one of the five top interior designers chosen by French President François Mitterrand to redecorate several rooms in the Élysée Palace, an exceptional honor for a 35-year-old with a reputation for high-tech decor. And that, my friends, is the end of chapter.